episode 6.
There's a telegram for you, ma'am, and the message is clear. It says there's something bugging you and buzzing in your ear. The results can be quite itchy, so what is your reply? Tell your arm to swat that fly. Hey, there's a telegraph line. You got yours and I got mine. It's called a nervous system, and everybody understands those telegram commands. And you know that everybody better listen.
The central nervous system is the brain and the spine. The brain controls the system, and the spine is the line. Telegrams come in to tell what's happening to you. Then telegrams go out to tell your body what to do.
There's a telegram for you, sir, better read it on the spot. It says your hand is near a stove that's very, very hot. The results can be quite painful, and there's no time to think. Quick, pull that hand away and get it to the sink. There's a telegram line, you got yours and I got mine. It's called the nervous system, and everybody understands those telegram commands. And you know that everybody better listen.
Your peripheral nerves, they go all out, delivering those messages your senses send out. From your hearing and touch to your sight and taste and smell, they let your brain react to all the messages they tell.
There's a telegram for you, kid, and it's at an awkward time. It says you've gotta go on stage and you forgot your lines. You're gonna be embarrassed, cause this telegram's a rush. Your heart starts beating faster and you blush. Hey, there's a telegram line, you got yours and I got mine. It's called the nervous system, and everybody understands those telegram commands. And you know that everybody better listen.
The autonomic system has a hold of you, controlling automatically some things that you do. Your breathing and your heartbeat just go on naturally. And when you're scared, your nerves rev up the speed.
Hey, there's a telegraph line. You got yours and I got mine. It's called the nervous system, and everybody understands those telegram commands. And you know that everybody better listen.
Welcome to episode 6 of Soundtrack, same show but a freshly titled series of the Toy Flavor Radio Experience. Future programs are on the way, and now our love for intros, mid-tracks, and outros has its own name. Before we go any further, I've got to tell you, technology is awfully amazing. Through the stats provided for this podcast, I get to see where you guys are listening from, and the numbers are incredible. So let me take this moment to thank the listeners in Argentina! Gracias por escuchar. Many thanks to our listeners in Germany. Danke fürs Zuhören. And to our many listeners in Greece. Efraisto humiakuses. To our listeners in Brazil. Obrigado por ouvir. To our cousins across the pond in the UK. I see you out there. Thank you too for listening. We opened the show with Schoolhouse Rock. Remember that? 1979's Telegraph Line, directed by Jamie Aff and Christine Lagner, written by the award-winning Lynn Ahrens. If you didn't know, Schoolhouse Rock started in an ad agency. That's right, the agency of McCaffrey and McCall, animation by Kim and Gifford Productions. Most of the people involved with these three-minute learning animations were jingle and ad men that knew how to tell a story you'll never forget. So you know what? Let's do another from Schoolhouse Rock. One of my favorites. Verb, that's what's happening. Right here on TFR Soundtracks.
I get my thing in action. To be, to see, to feel, to live.
Verb, that's what's happening.
I put my heart in action.
Verb,
to run, to go, to get, to give.
Verb, you're what's happening.
That's where I find satisfaction, yeah.
Yeah.
To search, to find, to have, to hold.
Burn!
When I use my imagination, I think, I plot, I plan, I dream, turning in towards creation. I make, I write, I dance, I sing, when I'm feeling really active. I run, I ride, I swim, I fly, other times when life is easy. I rest, I sleep, I sit, I lie.
Bird, that's what's happening.
I can take a noun and bend it, give me a noun.
Bat, bolt, rake, and plow.
Make it a verb and really send it.
Show me how.
Oh, I don't know my own power. In action,
bird,
in being,
bird,
in doing,
bird,
in saying. A verb expresses action, being or a state of being.
A verb makes a statement.
Yeah, a verb tells it like it is.
Bird, that's what's happening.
I can tell you when it's happening.
Past, present, future tense.
Ooh, tell you more about what's happening.
Say it so it makes
can tell you who is happening.
Bird, you're so intense.
Hey, every sentence has a subject.
Noun, person, place, a thing.
Find that subject, where's the action?
Verb can make a subject sing.
Take a subject, what is it?
What?
What's done to it?
What
does it say?
Bird, you're so
I can question like, what is it?
Bird, you're so demanding.
I can order like, go get it.
Bird, you're so commanding.
When I hit, I need an object.
Bird, hit the
ball. When I see the object.
Do you see that bird and ball?
If you can see it, then put the ball on the fence, man. Go ahead on. Yeah, all right.
What?
He hit it. It's going. It's going. It's going.
What?
I get my thing in action. To work,
bird,
to play,
bird,
to live,
bird,
to love.
Twelve Letter Radio, we play all... Wait, dang.
All right, that's okay. Try it again.
Toy Fighter Radio, we play all the intros, mid-tracks, outros, and original soundtracks from your favorite Japanese film, anime, American motion picture, animation, and video games.
That was from the series most of you all know and love called One Piece that came out in 1999 and currently running after 20 seasons, 907 episodes, goodness. Of course, One Piece is celebrating its 20th year anniversary this year. Congratulations to the production team. Fantastic series. This was from the season 1 intro called We Are, performed by Hiroshi Kitadani. Before that, we listened to Schoolhouse Rock's Verb, That's What's Happening, directed by Zachary Sanders and written by the awesomely talented late Bob Dorough. He wrote all the music for Multiplication Rock and contributed to many of the other songs throughout the series as well. You were listening to Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. Next up, the intro track from the 2012 anime series Psycho Pass, Abnormalize.
Oh,
If you weren't aware, there is an animator out there that goes by the name Lure. He created this fantastic parody intro of SpongeBob in the same animated style as JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Part of that intro parody is also the cover music of JoJo's intro called Fighting Gold. While playing covers to soundtracks isn't usually in our direction, this you have to hear. Fighting Gold from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, covered by Jay Kai.
I'm still trapped in your cage. I'm still bound from my chains. Is the world stopping dead in its tracks? Let me show you how to break it out. Crushed souls are fading to metals in a way you have never seen before. Inside a chaos of gray, try as a way. Search for your crimson, it will be your guide. Feeling all that you feel, knowing just who you are. You'll see a new world and we'll make it last. Fighting gold, reaping my rivalry bow. I'm trying something right, I spray some stardust in the sky. My soul shines, only star I will ever be. From under a new wreckage, fly higher than the coast. Fight the nature, laughing only now. Fighting gold.
Once a month, starting November 2019, Toy Flavor Radio Icons highlights the work of one important studio or brand that has affected all of us to the depth of our cores. These special episodes take on a deeper look at the selected icons' history and, especially, the music associated with them that inspired and moved us all. Toy Flavor Radio is proud to announce our first icon program honoring my favorite animation studio. The legendary masters of animation, Studio Ghibli, has been an enormously profound part of our lives, even if you don't recall every movie or TV episode they've produced since its founding in 1985. We welcome you to come, relax, and join us for Toy Flavor Radio's Icons, A Night with Studio Ghibli. We'll enjoy a look at a rich company history and the soundtracks to many of the studio's award-winning and heartwarming productions. Like our page on Facebook at Toy Flavor USA or stop by toyflavorradio.com for more information on specific dates and times. Toy Flavor Radio Icons is an exciting series of podcasts we know you will love listening to over and over again.
I've got my computer. I'll play the piano.
I want blue hair, pop. We are
little bees. Is everything all right in here?
Yes, Nanny.
Just heard the intro track to 1984's Muppet Babies, written by Hank Saroyan and Bob Walsh. Next up, are you ready for a little Voltron?
From days of long ago, from uncharted regions of the universe, comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. A mighty robot, loved by good, feared by evil. As Voltron's legend grew, peace settled across the galaxy. On planet Earth, a galaxy alliance was formed Together with the good planets of the solar system, they maintained peace throughout the universe. Until a new horrible menace threatened the galaxy. Voltron was needed once more. This is the story of the super force of space explorers. Specially trained and sent by the Alliance to bring back Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
From 1984 to 1985, Voltron was produced by Ted Koeppler and Peter Keefe. Time for a comparison. From the original Japanese source, Beast King Go Lion. Tatake Go Lion. Go Lion came out around 1981 to 1982. By this time, anime started to flourish in America as an occasional import. Not like today, where there is practically a simultaneous release in Japan and America for some shows. Anime is appreciated globally, but for everything we love and enjoy, there had to be a first. This one needs no introduction. The series that started it all, right here on Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks. Behind it, another comparison track, the English version to the Astro Boy release. Here you go. Mighty Atom is the foundation to the anime we watch today. The father of anime, and in particular, the first Japanese animated export to America. The show released in 1963 for 4 seasons and 193 episodes, straight up to 1966. Next up, Strike Witches, To Do What I Can. Do you have a favorite intro, outro, or soundtrack you want us to play? We take requests! Follow us on Twitter at Toy Flavor. Like us on Facebook at Toy Flavor USA. Thank you. Wow, excellent set of tracks. You know something, tonight's episode is going to go a little longer, but it's worth it. First, we played To Do What I Can from the series Strike Witches. The anime started in 2007. They are actually working their way toward a third season called Strike Witches, Road to Berlin, coming in 2020. After that was Zelda's theme from Nintendo's awesome role-playing game The Legend of Zelda, written by the equally legendary Koji Kondo, whom you last heard on Toy Flavor Radio's episode 2 with his Super Mario Bros. Soundtrack. The first Legend of Zelda game was produced in 1986 for the Famicom Disk System in Japan. Really early video game systems even before the Super Famicom, which of course we know as the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. After Zelda, we played the intro to the anime series Black Clover from Season 3 called Black Rover. That track was performed by Vika Blanca and music composed by Minako Siki back in 2016. That was a request from Avery. What's going on, dude? Keep the requests coming. We have two more video game soundtracks this evening, so let's play them. This is from 2005 Civilization 4, Baba Yetu. Only the best from Toy Flavor Radio soundtracks.
Toy Flavor USA, anime, comic books, video games, sci-fi, and fantasy. All the stuff that makes you happy.
That was from Mario Kart 8, the theme from Mario Kart 8. Before that was Baba Yatu from the strategic game Civilization 4. That was composed by Christopher Tin. The track won the 2011 Grammy Award for the Best Instrumental Arrangement Accompanying Vocalist. That's the first time a video game soundtrack won such a prestigious award. Excellent. Well done. And, you know, as mentioned before, we listened to Nintendo's Mario Kart 8 theme. The game came out in 2014. My daughter and I just played a little Mario Kart 8 today on her Nintendo Switch. She hasn't beaten me yet, folks. I take on all challengers. Well, you know something? I'm feeling for more Schoolhouse Rock. Do you remember this one?
Ready, Pop?
Yep.
Ready, son?
Uh-huh.
Let's go.
Let's go.
One, two.
Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Lolly, 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 got some adverbs here. Come on down to Lolly's, get the adverbs here. You're going to need if you write or read or even think about it. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Got a lot of lolly, jolly adverbs here. Anything you need and we can make it absolutely clear.
A word.
That's all it is, and there's a lot of them.
That modifies a verb.
Sometimes a verb, sometimes.
It modifies an adjective, or else another adverb. And so you see, that is positively very, very necessary. Lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Father, son, and lolly selling adverbs here. Got a lot of adverbs, and we make it clear. So come to Lolly.
Hello, folks. This is Lolly Sr. saying we have every adverb in the book, so come on down and look.
Hello, folks. Lolly Jr. here. Suppose your house needs painting. How are you going to paint it? That's where the adverb comes in. We can also give you a special intensifier so you can paint it very neatly or rather sloppily.
Ah, huh.
Suppose you're going nut gathering. Your buddy wants to know where and when. Use an adverb and tell him.
Get your adverb. Use it with an adjective. It says much more. Anything described can be described some more. Anything you'd ever need is in the store. And so you choose very carefully every word you use. Use it with a verb. It tells us how you did. Where it happened, where you're going, where you've been. Use it with another adverb, that's the end. And even more, how, where, or when, condition or reason. These questions are answered when you use an adverb.
Come and get it,
lolly, 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 get your adverbs here. Quickly, 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 get those adverbs here. Slowly, surely, really learn your adverbs here. You're going to need them if you read them, if you write or talk or think about them, Lolly.
If it's an adverb, we have it at Lolly's. Bring along your old adjectives, too, like slow, soft, and sure. We'll fit them out with our LY attachment and make perfectly good adverbs out of them.
Get your adverbs here.
Lots of good tricks in Lolly's, so come on down.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
Adverbs deal with manner, place, time.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
Condition, reason.
Father, son, and lolly.
Comparison, contrast.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
Enrich your language with adverbs.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
Besides, they're absolutely free.
Lolly, lolly, lolly.
At your service.
Indubitably.
Fantastic. That brought back some great Saturday morning memories. The time and detail they took to produce these short educational animations are timeless. That was written by Bob Doreau as well. He was a lyrical genius. And so, that concludes episode 6 of Toy Flavor Radio Soundtracks, waltzing happily toward episode 7. These past 6 weeks have been nothing short of a joy playing the music we both love, and I can't thank you enough for listening. Don't forget to listen to episode 5 and get your $5 off coupon at toyflavor.com. We not only have the lowest prices for all your anime toys and collectibles, we're giving you $5 off your purchase too. Can't beat that. We're going to lead out with one of the best possible soundtracks you can ever listen to, from Star Wars episode 1, composed by the iconic John Williams and the London Symphony Orchestra. Augie's Great Municipal Band and End Credits. Stick around. Listen to the full track. It's a masterpiece for your ears. Have a great week.